You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Preliminary results are in for a science experiment we've been following on the show, Project Mercury. Joining us now is Darlene Cavalier. She's the founder of SciStarter, which promotes citizen science. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Can you sum up the project for us?
Sure. Project Mercury is a study of how microbes behave on Earth and how they behave in space, in particular on the International Space Station. There were three areas of this research project that we were extremely interested in, we being SciStarter, the Science Cheerleaders, and UC Davis, the Eisen Lab. One is to understand the population distribution and behavior of 4,000 samples of microbes taken from shoes and cell phones all around the country. Another was to compare the growth rates of microbes on Earth to those that we sent to the International Space Station. There were 48 of those. And the third was to understand the types of microbes that are lurking on the International Space Station itself. All of this actually gets into looking at some data that would be important for long-term manned space flight.
So you send 48 bacteria samples to space.
Yes.
What happened to them? What do we know so far?
Well, what happened is we did have a slight hardware issue, which meant that these 48 samples stayed frozen for 9 months. But as it turns out, 47 of them survived, grew quite well. One did not, unfortunately, from the Phillies dugout. But the other 47 are thriving in space.
One of the samples came from WHYY, was collected here. How did that sample do in space?
Well, that is one of five finalists right now in the running for what we're calling the best tip-off. So this is for the bacteria that starts growing right away. UC Davis researchers, in particular David Coyle and Russell Neches, measured this by looking at the percentage increase in growth between time zero, which is when the astronauts pull this out of the freezer and start to examine this, and the first growth measurement one day later, 24 hours later.
So, Darlene, generally speaking, what do scientists hope to gain from this experiment?
Well, so we have three different groups that are looking at different aspects of this research project. We have researchers from Argonne National Lab who are extremely interested in the 4,000 samples that were collected and not sent to space. They become part of what's known as the Earth Microbiome Map. So this is creating a baseline measurement of types of bacteria, these microbes, where they exist, and then starting to layer other data to start to look for correlations and patterns. It might be, you know, the first step towards looking at mental health correlations, asthma connections. So it's a baby step towards that research. The other is what we're looking at here with the space, with the differences in the growth rates. That and the third part, looking at the specific types of bacteria that exist on the space station now, are really important in terms of understanding how bacteria behaves in space over time as well. So what we're starting to see, or what the UC Davis researchers are starting to see here, is there doesn't appear to be a lot of difference between what happens with these safe bacteria that we sent to space compared to what's happening back at the lab at UC Davis, which is good because this is very, very common types of bacteria. That's why they were selected to head there. So as NASA starts to think about sending people to Mars, for example, understanding the behavior of common bacteria becomes a very important issue.
Because whoever is going to Mars will be dragging those bacteria along for the ride.
Exactly right.
And we get grossed out sometimes thinking about all the microbes that are on our shoes or on our cell phones, but these are not all bad guys, right?
No, in particular, the ones that were chosen to live on the International Space Station could not be bad guys because we did not want to infect or make the astronauts living up there sick. That would not have turned out so well. So no, these are good. And most bacteria is very, very good for you. You need it to live.
Darlene, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Darlene Cavalier is the founder of SciStarter, and you can find more citizen science projects at SciStarter.com.